It's Holy Saturday. From Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Jesus and the people he makes holy all belong to the same family. That is why he's not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. On this Holy Saturday, it seems appropriate to sum up the gospel of the New Covenant. It starts with the good news of creation. God is more than the wise creator. He is also our loving Father. He established a covenant with us from the beginning, a sacred family bond, and a loving communion of trust and obedience, a covenant that we have broken. More than broken laws, sin results in broken lives, broken homes, and broken hearts. The Father punishes sin with death because sin kills the life of God within us. Sin's infection is deep and deadly. The solution came when Jesus took on our weak and mortally wounded nature, not only to heal and perfect us, but to elevate us, to share in his own life of divine sonship, and make us one with his Father. Jesus seals the new covenant with us through his self-offering, first by instituting the Eucharist, and then by dying for us on Calvary. The Holy Spirit comes to us through the sacraments in a powerful way, and the Eucharist is the greatest one of all. The Catholic Church is God's worldwide family, established by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. We are to love the Church as our mother, revere it as Christ's bride, and obey its teachings. And Jesus doesn't stop there. He gives us his mother, Mary, to be our own spiritual mother. As God's children, we are earthly pilgrims heading home to heaven. Heaven is our true homeland, and death, a true homecoming. Questions. How close do I feel to Mary? Do I see her as my mother? Heavenly Father, from the very beginning you planned for us to be obedient, happy children here on earth, and together with you in heaven someday. No matter how many obstacles our willfulness and disobedience put in your path, you continue to show mercy and provide a new way for us to journey back to you, making us alive in Christ. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Our resurrection must begin in this life. Day by day we must work hard for our spiritual resurrection. We should give this matter our special attention during Paschal time. Our resurrection must be real and not apparent like that of many people who celebrate Easter without any sincere intention of changing their lives. It should not be imperfect like that of Lazarus, who rose for a while and died again, but perfect like that of Jesus, over whom death no longer has dominion. In other words, we must rise never again to die in sin, which is the real death of the soul. We must rise also to ascend higher and higher on the way of perfection and to carry out our Lord's command, "You, therefore, are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." Our life should be a continual resurrection, a continual ascent towards perfection, which will raise us from sin to the state of grace, from the state of grace to fervor, and from fervor to sanctity.